This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on citizens to adopt the spirit of Swadeshi and support locally made products. Addressing a function at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi stressed that true service to the nation lies in promoting indigenous goods amid global economic uncertainties.
Aur jo cheez Bharat ke logon ke kaushalya se bani hai, hamare liye bahut swadeshi hai. Hame vocal for local mantra ko apnana hoga. Hum sankalp le ki hum make in India products ko hi badhava denge. Hamare ghar mein jo bhi naya saman aayega, wo swadeshi hi hoga.
The Prime Minister stressed that India, poised to become the world's third largest economy, must prioritize its economic interests, particularly the welfare of farmers and small industries. He urged citizens and traders to embrace Make in India products, especially during the upcoming festival season, as a tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi. Mr. Modi also released the 20th installment of the PM Kisan scheme, transferring over 20,500 crore rupees to more than 9.7 crore farmers across India. The Election Commission has said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said all political parties put together have filed zero claims and objections for the addition of the names of eligible electors and deletion of names of ineligible electors. The poll body had released the draft electoral rolls for Bihar following the completion of the enumeration phase under the Special Intensive Revision SIR 2025. It said the public has 1 month to submit claims and objections and assured that no name will be removed from the draft voter list without a stated reason. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. In a statement, the poll body informed that, as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. Additionally, the incentive for BLOs for the revision of electoral rolls has been increased from 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupees. BLO supervisors, who play a crucial role in overseeing the electoral roll preparation process, will now receive 18,000 rupees annually, up from 12,000 rupees. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measures in the city. An order to this effect was issued by Delhi Police Commissioner S.B.K. Singh yesterday. The order said it has been reported that certain criminal, antisocial elements or terrorists inimical to India may pose a threat to the safety of the general public, dignitaries and vital installations by the use of subconventional aerial platforms like paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aircraft systems, microlight aircrafts, remotely piloted aircraft, hot air balloons, small-sized powered aircraft, quadcopters or parajumping from aircrafts. In Japan, the Indian pavilion titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025 being held in Osaka attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage, space achievements and handicrafts. The Indian Embassy in Japan on a social media platform mentioned how the visitors experienced a yoga session embracing India's age-old journey towards holistic wellness. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings against India on day four of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Chasing a target of 374 runs set by India, England were 50 for 1 at stumps on day three yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.